Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Woman bites off man's finger in Connecticut.
Oh. She's hungry. Careful, she's a biter.
Is that the tax collector?
Mm.
And here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
She posts a video of it on Facebook.
Look at that. Kind of hard to say you didn't do it now, isn't it?
What a nutbag.
What a knucklehead.
I want to know how long it was up there, because if I post any part of a song, it comes down in like 3 seconds.
Right. Yeah, I looked for it. I couldn't find it.
Yeah. No, how long did Facebook leave it up there?
You know, I can't put my finger on it.
Bloomfield woman faces an assault charge after police say she bit off the tip of a man's finger. Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Then posted videos to Facebook bragging about it and showing off the severed fingertip.
Look at that. Oh.
Now, did she show it like, was, did she have it like between her teeth?
Like, or did she put it on top of her middle finger? Like, the finger.
Right.
Yes.
Or did she like stick it in her nostril and have it hanging out?
Right.
Hey, look what fell out of my nose.
Yeah. Or put it between bread. Finger sandwich. Hey.
Yeah.
She put it on the end of her hand. Look, I have an extra one.
Look.
Right, that magic trick where you take the tip of your finger and you go.
Yep.
Like she play football with it.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of just.
Exactly. Right. Let the cat play with it.
Gnawing on that for a long time. Right. That doesn't like come off easy.
It did.
I'm going to bite my nails.
You're
still going with
that? Yeah, I would like to get a look at her teeth because they are pretty sharp.
Yeah,
yes.
Really careful. Yeah. We want to put a beware of woman sign up there.
Beware woman?
Yep. Never mind the dog. Beware the woman. Careful, she's a biter.
Police later recovered the fingertip.
Hmm?
Her last name is Lindo.
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 Everybody Lindo.
Lindo.
Everybody Lindo.
Anna Lindo. She's 34. And this is all according to the police report.
Yes.
Cops found and recovered the fingertip when Lindo's mother called police to say she found it in the center dashboard of her daughter's car.
We figured the suspect.
Or the car that she had been driving.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, she's going to keep it as a souvenir.
Was it a probe? Was she trying to probe?
Finger in the center console. I'm very picky about what I store in there.
It's like you're calling a shot. Finger in the center console.
Let me think. What do I have in my center console? A pen?
Right.
Some gum.
Uh-huh.
It's like a dollar, just in case. Yeah. You know,
a dollar?
It. Like if I'm going over
McDonald's?
A bridge.
Oh.
And I need a dollar.
Oh, see, I'm thinking dollar menu.
I think you need more than one, at least, for all the bridges that I know.
Yeah, really.
I know. What else do I have in there? I have a wire to plug my iPhone. I don't have a fingertip.
You don't? Okay, yeah. Well, that would stick out.
You
definitely.
Sure?
You would definitely stick out, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
You need one, Chaz. You got to get one.
Yeah.
You got to get one. Your lucky finger.
You got to have a million leftover fast food napkins.
And condiments, like the
ketchup.
That's
on Jennifer's side. In
ketchup
the glove
stuff.
Department, she has all the napkins.
You got to have ketchup
and
hot sauces.
The glove hers. The center console's mine.
Right. And that one piece of gum you never chewed.
Yeah, police took the fingertip to St. Francis Hospital Medical Center, where the victim was, and they were unable to reattach it.
It's now known as 9 3/4.
Probably. So I'm picturing this center console is different than my center console. I'm thinking this center console has an old French fry down on the bottom.
Yeah, we think it's blood.
Yeah. I'm thinking very dirt, like there's like a lot of, like there hasn't been a vacuum in there in a while.
Oh,
right.
No.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Probably some pennies and nickels.
A Happy Meal toy. Yep.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. When that finger came out, I feel like it looked like it was under a couch that hadn't been vacuumed under in a while.
Stuff stuck
there's
to
like
it.
Dog hair. Oh.
Yeah.
Like dust bunnies.
Yeah. Like Frito chip, like dust.
Yeah.
Yep. It's that rogue French fry that you find at the end of the winter when you finally start cleaning out your car again. You're like, oh!
And
oh,
still,
why has this been here?
And still looks good.
Except hers was intentional. She put that in there like, I'm saving this for later.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for lunch tomorrow, fingertip and French fry.
Right.
It's like a morning team.
the victim told police he was walking to the Jam Rock restaurant and lounge when he heard a car horn.
Car horn.
No. Car horn.
What's that?
This car has 1 horsepower.
Top 10 signs you drank too much.
It's a car whore.
Car horse.
That would be AJ.
Yes, I'm a car whore. Total
three
car
cars.
Whore. Yep.
The N is silent.
Right. For savings.
He then saw Lindo walking towards him with a brick in her hand.
Uh-oh. She has a brick house.
The two struggled, and the victim told police he tried to get the brick away from Lindo. Mm. Now, depending on which story you read, this one's written differently, so I don't like the way this one's written.
Okay.
This one says he struggled to get the brick away from her, and then after she left, he felt pain in his finger. The other version I read, which I tend to believe a little bit more, is he wrestled to get the brick away from her. He wrapped his hands around her to put her, like, in a bear hug.
Yes.
And as he was doing that, he felt a very sharp pain.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Seems to make more sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? You're not going to, like, 2 minutes later, hey, you know?
How?
Something's missing.
Let me check my nails.
That has happened to me, though. You know when you get cut and you're, like, you're doing so many things you don't realize, and then later you're like, huh, there's blood everywhere. Nothing ever happens to you?
No.
Did you lose a fingertip?
No, I have all mine.
Did someone bite through a bone?
No.
Okay. All right. Mm. I just, you know, you don't hear cracking. Like,
yeah, you would definitely hear and feel crunching.
You hear more sounds from a potato chip than you do, like, a bone.
Or a Dorito. Hm.
All right. Either way, I don't know which version is true.
Yeah.
So the victim has a wife.
Uh-huh.
yeah, she came out of the nearby house. Lindo fled. This is all according to the police report. The victim then felt pain in his right hand and realized the tip of his middle finger was missing. The case was classified as domestic violence because Lindo had at one time been in a relationship with the man.
And apparently he gave her the finger.
I feel like that one time was like the day before.
Up yours, man. Give me the finger.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, just the one time.
There was a one time.
Honey. Yeah.
Yeah. Meant nothing to me.
He also told police that Lindo had been stalking him and his wife.
Oh.
All right. Lindo.
Everybody Lindo.
Mop up. Everybody Lindo. Mop up. Mm. Yummy.
Police are not sure whether Lindo bit or cut the fingertip off. I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't you just look at the fingertip and say, oh, yeah, that was not a knife.
Or check her teeth, have her floss. Look, I found skin. I found bone meal in here.
I didn't even
here.
Think of that.
Yeah. Flossing. Have her floss.
You're a floss and like, you're like, where did, Jesus, that's.
Oh, that was a fingernail.
Wow. you got to wash the sink out. Yeah. Sorry, you got to wash that. You got to wash the stuff out of the sink.
You may want to cook your food before you eat it.
Here's what I don't understand. Put your own finger in your mouth and just bite until you feel pain. It doesn't take a lot. And no. You're not even close to biting your finger off, let alone breaking skin.
Yeah, there's no way this guy, you know, like she walked away. I don't think he liked the version where he was grabbing her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We need to fix that one.
That's not what happened.
I sound the aggressor. Yeah. Not good for me now.
All right, let's all try to bite our fingers off. All right?
Okay.
I know my finger's been.
Oh!
Yeah, no.
Oh, there's no way I'm doing
it hurts.
That.
No way.
I'm pressure and it's all hurt.
Yeah. I don't know why we're doing
no
this.
No way.
My finger tastes funny.
She's a psycho.
Yeah, I'm gonna use some of this.
Oh, all you're going to hear is,
that's from her.
It's going to take a while. Like, that's not like a, like, that's a long time. There's a lot of, like, back and forth sawing going on.
Unless
there.
She has really strong jaws, like a steel trap.
Teeth.
Maybe she's like, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. She's not a crocodile.
Right. Never smaller than a crocodile.
Police are not sure whether Lindo bit or cut the fingertip off. I feel like we know.
Yeah, she would have a sharp, sharp knife for that.
Right.
Even that would
take if you have a knife, you have to hold his hand in place and then kind of saw. Right.
Or at least push it down hard.
Or
no
put
time.
It down on a countertop.
And push down hard.
Hassan, chop!
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is he a Ginsu salesman?
No.
He can cut through his finger
Let's
and slice tomato.
Let's do the work on this.
Yes, right. You see, we can figure it out. We're not CSI over here.
Right.
God's sake. Not that hard.
Lindo was generally uncooperative with police.
Gee, I wonder why. She's just been fed.
Well, they asked her for the finger, and, you know, she gave him the finger.
Well, how do you fingerprint her?
Yeah, really.
But you can fingerprint her. You just can't fingerprint
just
him.
Like, you know, there's that card with all the fingers.
Yeah, just your finger.
Right, in different squares. Yep. There's one block open. Oh, wait, no, she has all her fingers.
Yeah, it's him.
Right, oh, it's the victim.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
They don't have a sheet with the extra one that she would need.
Exactly. Right. Like the Brady Bunch without missing Alice.
Why does she have 11 fingers?
Right.
Oh, that was the, yeah, never mind.
All right.
All right, yeah. Mm. Disregard that one.
Okay.
Fortnite.
Yes.
We were talking about this yesterday, and apparently it just came out, like, on the overnight or whatever, and so people were still downloading it and not getting a chance to play it.
Yeah.
And Dennis is on from Cheshire. Your son's a big-time famous Fortnite player, right?
Yes. Good morning. Yeah, good. My son.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what's his handle?
Valstark.
Right. And Phil, you've heard of this before, right?
Yeah, last time we talked, when we looked him up, that he's got like thousands of followers on his stream.
Wow.
He's a guy that like makes money playing this game.
Wow.
Yeah. So what's his take on the new Fortnite?
I was talking to him last night. I was in Florida, but I got a hold of him and was talking to him. He said everybody, especially the competitive players, are so far very happy. The changes they made have brought it back to what it was more so earlier, more becoming back to the competitive side instead of the kid-friendly approach that Epic went after to draw in a lot more people, which it worked.
Yeah.
Oh.
Added gimmicks to let people win that had no chance of winning, that was upsetting a lot of the really good players. And now it looks like there's definitely some positive changes, more back to the old style when they first came out and was considered an e-sport, very competitive, you know, skill level, and not win because you got a radio that blows up everything in the area or snowball or something.
Right. The old school, like 2 years ago. Yes. Right.
It's a radio that going blows up years. Everything yeah. in the area.
Nice. We need one of those.
We got one of those.
Yes. A couple of jocks, too.
I wonder if that was a planned story arc, like a storyline.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or just they happened to stumble upon it.
Epic admitted they were going after young players. They said, you know, that unfortunate young players play. And again, we all know that's where you're going to get a lot of money from because they're unfortunately not going to win a lot, but they buy a lot.
Yes, they do.
And
right.
It's one
so
way. Yeah.
What happened, they had to put things in, and they admitted there's articles you can look up where they said, no, we're definitely targeting our younger audience, giving them a chance to win because otherwise they can't compete, which was why competitive players were upset asking for two platforms, one for that type of game and one for strictly more competitive style game with the esport, say, you know, heading. And a lot of players very upset when they, you know, didn't want to get rid of it. And some of the stuff they brought in became ridiculous, like a robot called Brute that would pretty much be indestructible. Anybody who came across and lucky enough to get it, unless they were so bad, had no, would definitely win almost every time.
And can you buy Brute, or you had to just discover
it? No, you had to find it on the island.
Okay.
But anybody could get it, and if you did, maybe a young person not that good, you know, wouldn't win, but there's a good chance they might, but they'll kill a lot of people no matter what.
Up their game, basically, having Brute.
Yeah.
Give that to the competitive, you give that to the really good players, and they're going to win the match. It's like, it's over.
Yeah,
you know? But they got rid of it. They all wanted it out, and it's gone. He told me the new changes are very, very positive. It's called Chapter 2, Season 1, and they're, you know, it's more reminiscent of what they were doing earlier so far. You know, they may add things as the game plays along.
But it's brilliant if you think about it. It's like crack. They got the kids hooked on, right?
Because
it's like, all right, we got all the gamers. Now how are we going to make more money? Because the gamers are already here. All right, let's let the kids who can't play.
Exactly.
Let's make it easier
for them.
They'll
buy everything.
And now they're in. Mm-hmm. So now they're in, right? Now they make it harder, and now these kids can compete.
Yes.
So brilliant.
Oh, yeah, it was a very, very smart marketing by Epic, and they admit it. They said, you know, we're not changing it. We're not taking it out. We want to attract the younger audience, but they won't play if they don't have a chance to win. And those things gave them, you know, that outside chance to win that they would never have.
And what is your son, what type of money is he making playing this?
He doesn't want me to talk about that.
Can you allude? What could he buy?
Wow.
What could he possibly buy?
You can tell he's very successful he's telling Dad what Dad can say on the radio.
Yeah, you're on my payroll, pal.
Right. When you go on, here's how it goes.
Right. Otherwise, no money for you, Dad.
He did. Yeah, he pretty much gave me some things he didn't want me to discuss because he's actually, let's say, negotiating options now that the season is competitive again and it's back to
That's fantastic.
The style of play that someone like him is in, and he doesn't want to disclose what his conversations have been recently.
I don't blame him.
He's playing it smart.
Yeah. I don't blame him. Who are the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Who are they, for Christ's sake?
All right. Let's start with Pat Benatar.
What about her?
She's a nominee.
Oh, check that out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like random.
Should
names.
She be in, yes or no?
I think definitely.
AJ?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I say yay.
Ashley, oh, yeah. Yes. Jeff Schaefer, comedian, yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Phil?
100%.
Oh, sure. Be the overachiever.
I will.
The rest of us said, yeah. No, I 100%.
I think she should have gotten in before Joan Jett.
Wow. Really? No, I don't think so, because Joan Jett had the Runaways first. I mean, she was placed when she was 14 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with that one.
Yeah.
Plus,
I love rock and roll.
Plus, she plays guitar.
Right? Crimson and Clover, a cover song.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Not a big catalog.
But, you know, I mean, the Runaways, Bad
Pat Benatar wrote her songs.
Yeah. I mean, they should both be in there, but I think the order was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that her voice is just as good today as it ever was.
Plus Joan Jett had that rock and roll sound, like that, you know, like the gritty, gutsy sound.
Yeah.
Whereas Pat Benatar was operatic trained.
So?
Pat Benatar, more talent. Voice, right? She beats Joan Jett in voice, beats Joan Jett in songwriting ability. Her band, way better than Joan Jett's.
Yeah, but I like Joan. Joan's a good girl.
All right. So Pat Benatar, yes on all?
Yes.
Everyone
yes.
says yes.
As to but yes.
Okay. So she's in.
Yes.
According to us.
Right. What do we know?
Dave Matthews Band. Anyone?
Are you serious?
Nope. I will say yes.
Too new.
But not this year.
Nah.
Yeah.
Can you say that again next year?
Too soon.
Yeah. He'll make it in this year. But I don't think he should. No. I don't think he's done anything to make rock.
What'd you say?
What do you say?
What would you say?
What would you say?
Yeah, I've never been.
He's having a seizure up there.
I think if you experience one of his concerts, you have a different feeling for Dave Matthews.
If you get to it, it's always slap fights. Well, the college kids are just beating the crap out of each other.
Right.
Dave Matthews, yeah! Bah, 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 bah.
You would think all the pot that the audience smokes
chill,
would
right?
mellow people.
It would be
people.
A really chill place to be.
Yeah. Right. You'd think it'd be a love fest.
They put their own, just going to stand there.
Yeah.
Right.
Where's the band? You're facing the wrong way. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Dave Matthews Band. Should Dave Matthews be in, yes or no?
I say nay.
You say no?
Nay.
Ashley?
No.
Not
Jeff?
Yet.
Not no. Yet. Phil?
My original answer was not yet. If it's just yes or no, I say yes, and I think it's because he revived live music for a younger generation. Yeah. I think that's important.
Just say yes or no.
No. I'm going to give you my
answer.
Why are
we going to find that out? Jesus
Christ. Two sentences.
Mr. Essay question over here.
Right. If it's just yes or no,
right.
Here's a thousand words.
See? He does the Ned Lamont thing where he's trying to tell you, like, just yes or no.
No, he's the person on the stage that wins an award where, like, they won't stop, so they put up the music.
Yes,
and they
exactly.
have to be, like, escorted off.
Right. We should get play Phil off music.
Guys.
Yeah. We have deep thoughts with Ashley.
Right.
We need play Phil off music.
Yes.
14 seconds in every sports break, I'm going to start hearing that.
That's
I
right.
Know.
Yes.
let's get Benatar to write.
The 2020 nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews, and Depeche Mode. Still trying to figure out the point of this band.
I just
have no idea what their purpose is.
It was a statement.
Yeah.
It's like a starfish. What does a starfish do, really?
Right. Exactly.
And, like, how would the planet change if
I know
there was
clams.
No starfish?
It eats clams by going around them and kind of crushing it.
AJ, should they be in, yes or no?
Nah. Depressed mood, no.
Ashley?
No, I'm not feeling it.
I know how Jeff feels because it's on his guest card.
So what you're telling me is You're like a starfish. It just sucks around your soul and crushes it.
Exactly right.
All right, that's
it grabs your clam and crushes it.
Jeff, you're a fan?
I'm from an era where this was house music. I mean...
Yeah, well, you were New Wave, right? New Wave, and so same here. Back in the day, but Depeche Mode was not my run-to band.
I only know that one song. Like this song I don't know.
Yeah, what song is this?
And this song I don't know.
Nope. Anything better?
What's their famous one?
What's this song, Jeff? What's the name of this?
Aha!
See? I don't know.
Even Depeche Mode fans don't know Depeche Mode.
You gotta go back through years of 77.
All I will tell you is they did influence what I was wearing back then. Which
we all need to admit. We should plead insanity. You had this shirt that looked like it was like ripped open. Another shirt was underneath it. Yeah, right. All the Shams of Baron stuff.
This song
is okay. Yes. This one they played a snot out of in the clubs.
I don't remember this song.
Oh, yeah, Brain the Lovers? No.
No,
I'm thinking of DOA on that one.
Can't Get Enough.
Can't Get Enough, that was it.
Just
Can't Get Enough. The Depeche Mode is what they're
saying. Apparently is what they're telling you.
Right.
This is we still haven't got to the one song I know.
I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough.
I'm gonna bust a move or break a hip or something. Put you me on the dance floor.
I'm guessing they were used for soundtrack in a lot of 80s movies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And also a toothpaste commercial. Can't remember which one, but... Remember. What the hell's this?
I don't know. This just sounds like I could do this if I had a Casio.
Yeah.
Like, give me $39 and I'll go on Craigslist and I'll be able to make this music.
I give you 40.
Pretty much, yeah. Just your three buttons, hit repeat.
Right,
exactly, right. You layer it on top of each other.
Yep. And then you play the three notes with your right hand.
Right.
All right. Comedian Jeff Schaefer is in studio. And he's at TK's Comedy Night in Danbury this Friday night. We're linked up at WPLR.com.
Awesome.
But what was weird, AJ, is we have these guest cards, and Ashley asks all kinds of questions.
Right.
And then under his weird music preference, it was Just Can't Get Enough, Depeche Mode.
Now, oh, wow.
He filled this out before he knew that they would be nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the day before he came in.
I need a lot of numbers right now.
Right. But it's funny, we started playing Depeche Mode, and he didn't know any of the songs.
Whoops.
That's what's so weird about it.
While we're in break, I'm like, Phil says, well, I don't know. We played just about every song from Depeche Mode that we have in the system. I don't know which one is your favorite that we haven't played yet. I said, Melt With You. Which is not Depeche Mode.
No, it's not.
My one song that I like by Depeche Mode isn't done by Depeche Mode.
That's funny.
It's Modern English.
Yep.
Right.
You know where this is from.
Right.
What? Yeah, this was used for Nick Cage's first film as Nick Cage.
Wait, what?
Valley Girl. This was in the soundtrack of Valley Girl.
Everything was in there.
Am I looking at you like you're speaking another language now?
Hey, listen, you're about as old as I am.
So there's two folks who watched Valley Girl, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't see Valley Girl.
Yeah.
Wasn't this used in that Oreo commercial?
Moon Union Zappa was in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well, I'm surprised I haven't seen it then.
She's cool.
Known for her acting skills.
He's in the valley. She's not. That was the advertisement for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sad we know that, right?
Yeah. Oreos commercial?
I thought so.
Why would Melt With You be for Oreos?
It's the cream in the middle.
Okay. You've been drinking?
I like how she underlined cream.
It's the cream.
It's the cream in the middle.
Duh.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I like this song. It's my only song I like by Depeche Mode. Depeche Mode doesn't do it.
It was Modern English's only hit, only song they had in the radio. One hit wonder.
All right, we're good with it.
Yes, we are good.
All right.
Away with it.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right, so here's a song from Depeche Mode that I know.
Oh, God, I remember this song.
Yeah.
People Are People or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Recorded a junkyard?
You know, they're going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't think they should.
No.
This isn't.
No.
It's what is it?
Well, the guy just really sings. Like, people are people, no, why should it be?
Yeah. should they get in? Did we already go around the room on this?
No.
Ashley?
No.
AJ?
No.
Jeff?
It's like the Backstreet Boys getting in. No.
Okay.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Hey, relax.
calm down over there. Yeah.
Pipe down, you ninny.
Phil?
No. Not for me. I don't know enough about him.
This hurts.
This is, I mean, what did they contribute, really? Mm. Did they make music better? Did they, you know, did people grow up saying, oh, I want to be like Depeche Mode?
And what the hell's a Depeche anyway? We know what a mode is.
What I will say.
What's Depeche?
That's a good point.
It's can like, we look like it Joe up? Pesci's like French cousin? Hey,
we got 5 seconds.
Fat chicken.
Depeche over here.
5 seconds. Did you have something, Phil?
It's going to take longer than that.
All right. Jeff, thanks for coming in, brother. It was fun. Oh, we have more to get into with this guy.
Yes, we do.
So he'll be back. Before we move on, Derek.
How you doing, Chaz? Good morning, crew.
Morning, man.
Morning. Yep.
I have to tell you, first off, the Depeche Mode should be in there. You can ask me anything mode. I got you back.
Okay.
All right.
And if you want to play a song with guitar.
What is that noise in between you speaking?
Is there a cat sleeping behind you?
You need a puffer?
Actually, it's an oxygen tank.
Oh.
Is it yours?
Nitrous. I might loan it out to you guys.
Okay.
What is that for?
So you can play I Feel You, and it's got guitars, and all it's right. A good PLR.
You're not making
song.
A good case for Depeche Mode now.
Team right. Cut.
Thank you, Derek.
All right, thank you.
Why don't we put him on hold?
He said, I have a
How
good
does he
case.
Get past screening?
I have a good case for Depeche Mode. They should absolutely be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And you fell for
That's
it.
What he says. Okay. And I'm like, okay, this is a guy.
That wasn't a great case.
Who's got real information. I'm going to put him on hold because I don't know much about him.
Yeah, apparently.
So Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews, Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers.
Okay, Doobies definitely.
Should they be in?
Yes.
The Doobie Brothers.
Absolutely.
What are you basing that on?
All the hits they've had. They've transcended through the years. I mean, the great musicianship they've had. Some of the major artists they've had in there. I mean, come on.
This is a good one.
I mean, this, some of the songs are anthems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun group.
Very fun. And they're still kicking ass today. With a lot of the original members.
They're a great biker bar band.
Yes, they are. Great song.
You go through like the best of the Doobie Brothers,
yep.
And every song is like them.
Exactly.
It's like oh man, they did this one too.
Yeah, the only stinkers with Michael McDonald.
I think this is a fan favorite. No, Michael McDonald songs I like, but it made the band sound different.
It did.
Here's the last down. Michael McDonald song that was great by the Doobie Brothers. Taking It to the Streets.
Yeah, I mean, I like it, but.
Yeah,
I mean, I like the other stuff better.
Right.
Yeah, I won't turn this off.
Yeah, no. I like this song. Yeah. It's a great anti-war protest song. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. I love Michael McDonald. Mm.
Thank you so much. Anyone who can make a career singing like this is good in my book. I'd like a chocolate donut and some coffee.
He's into a Michael McDonald parody.
Dunkin' Donuts, I want some coffee. Sprinkle like, donut with some coffee.
It sounds
too.
Like he's constantly doing a duet with Miss Piggy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You ever see that video on YouTube of Michael McDonald, the busiest backup vocalist in L.A.?
No.
Google it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be shocked how many songs he has sung on. Hmm. Like, everybody. There was a time period that it was like, get me Michael McDonald.
Right.
Like, he was on every song.
Later on, I'll have a chicken sandwich.
Can you fat chicken songs Michael McDonald sang back up on or sang? Like, we know all the Doobie Brothers. We know all of his solo hits.
Right.
Him and Kenny Loggins had a run where they were writing songs together. He's on all of those songs. He's on In Steely Dan.
Yes.
Like, Luther Vandross. Mm-hmm. Like, all hit after hit.
Had a tragic zipper accident. That's what it sounds like. But
Christopher Cross, Ride right. Like the Wind.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
James Ingram, Yamo Be There. Toto, I'll Be Over You. Mm. Kenny Loggins, This Is It.
Make no mistake.
He co-wrote that with him.
Little Feet, Red Streamliner.
Wow. Another one. What else you got, Phil? Oh, listen to the music. I mean, listen to the music. That's how I talk.
My dad's band used to do this song.
Really?
This is one of the songs he did at the wedding.
You get that?
Oh, cool.
The Italian Rocky guy and bass.
Oh. Nobody's Fool from Caddyshack.
Nobody's Fool.
From Footloose, I'm Free, Heaven Helps the Man.
Anyway, so there's a long list.
I've got a long list of songs.
It's much longer than that. So Phil's picking through it.
Yeah, it's not easy. Everywhere. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Fat Chicken Phil.
I'd be shocked if he wasn't in 100 songs that made the top 100.
I'm always in the background, some songs.
Anyway, so Doobie Brothers, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Everyone says yes.
I've been convinced.
Yeah. I say yes.
Big yes.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Another one I think is overdue. They should have already been in.
They should have already been in.
We forgot because of Doobies.
I have a feeling, though, they might get snubbed because...
They better not. I'll kick their ass.
Right. I don't know. This is like the...
I'm a black belt in karate.
It's like the people who vote for the Oscars. They don't really vote for the best... movies.
They're a bunch of assholes.
You got to do a Michael McDonald parody song.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Whitney Houston.
I didn't sing with her at all. Oh, I meant her. Sorry.
Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well.
Shouldn't she be on the Top 40 Hall of Fame? Or
Michael McDonald's get over here now. I'll come back.
This song. I don't know.
This is not rock.
No, but no one has done a better version of this.
It's beautiful, but this does not get you into the Rock Hall of Fame. That's my problem. It's Rock Hall of Fame. Whatever genre of music she sings, definitely in the top pinnacle, the top 10, but she's not rock.
I agree. One of the best vocalists we've ever heard.
Yes. I mean, if she had
vocals, not female vocalists.
If she fronted a rock
band, vocalist,
I'd
one
be all
of the
over
best
it.
Vocalists ever.
Yeah, if she fronted a rock band, I'd be all over, but she is not rock. Gorgeous singer, but not rock.
Here's the argument for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, well.
And, you know, it's easy for us as rock fans to say, none of these people should be in. And I agree. They shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
But what are they going to do? Like,
this rock,
trust me, they get in a room together and they're like, okay, we can keep it rock, but we're going to run out of people soon.
No,
like, they're
still
not
rock
making
bands. Still rock
a lot
bands
of great
out there.
Rock anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, this is not rock.
Yeah, this song...
I'm sorry, but Whitney Houston in the Rock Hall of Fame just sounds
wrong.
You
have to go on Netflix, and if you're a fan of Whitney Houston, Janis Joplin, or anything in between.
Janis, definitely.
You have to go on Netflix, and you have to watch the Clive Davis story.
Yeah.
And it's his story of all the artists, all the music. He basically brought rap to America. He introduced rock to America.
I watched the
Clive
Davis.
This whole thing was cultivating as this movement, and he realized... that it's more than a movement, it's a musical movement, and he brought Columbia Records into rock.
I'm about to have a movement right now.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. No. I say no. Are we voting on her? No.
If there's no hairspray, AJ's not interested.
No. She's
and I'm
not...
talking men with hairspray.
She's not rock.
Men have to have hairspray, makeup, and leather.
Right.
AJ's in.
Rock. Right. We're talking rock here.
Tight leather pants.
I don't care if they're tight or not. I'm just saying rock. Oh, what the hell was that?
What was that? Was that a ship horn?
I just saw a turkey blow up in a tree over there. Oh.
It sounds like a cow stuck in a mud.
It is. It is. And I can't move.
What the hell?
Where's Michael McDonald?
I'm not warmed up yet this morning.
Oh, that's not going to help at all. You can warm up till Tuesday of next week.
Did you hear that? I'm not warmed up yet this morning.
I need my exercises.
Like, warming up would make the difference. Oh, then you'd be able to sing Whitney Houston.
You'll shatter more glass that way. I like it.
Okay.
Okay, then. Boom goes the glass.
We missed it.
Oh, thank God.
Well, please warm up then. Let's get back to this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so Pat Benatar,
yes.
Dave Matthews Band,
nope.
Depeche Mode,
nope.
Nominated. Derek made a very passionate case for them. Thank you, Derek.
He did.
Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston. What is that?
Oh, jeez, really? Is there a car on?
I missed my cue.
All right, hold on. Can you turn it back? All right, now you got to do the whole thing. You can't do one and giggle. You got to.
Yeah. Like you mean.
Got to plow through
like
the whole.
Is a phlegm ball?
That's you warming up.
Phlegm ball? Really? That's cigars. Okay.
This is, you gotta hit it.
Will always love you.
This is the hardest part, right here. Right here.
You.
Anybody else have Forrest Whitaker?
Oh my God.
I will always love you. Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, that's the song you're doing at the toy drive.
Yeah! We use it as a threat. Need money, otherwise she's going to sing.
That's right.
Yeah,
we'll
threat.
Use it as a weapon
exactly.
to get more money.
We don't break next last year's boom. She yeah. Yeah.
All right, so Whitney Houston, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think we're already beyond the point of arguing about what this has nothing to do with rock, right?
Nothing.
There's so many people
nothing.
In now that have nothing to do with
nothing
rock.
At
but
all.
She's
it's over.
Legendary.
But
like,
she is not a rock artist.
She is legendary and influenced other
Who
artists.
Gives a rat's ass?
No, Phil made a good point, and then we'll move on because we'll just go through those. Because we could argue this all day.
I
agree.
I could.
Madonna shouldn't be in it. Janis Jackson shouldn't be in it.
Right.
There's a number of people who shouldn't be. They're already in.
All great artists, but should not be in.
They're not right. going back at this point. They're letting not. Them in. They're going to keep letting them in. That's
right.
It. That's how it's going.
And they do have that dilemma. Like,
yeah.
hey, we're going to run out of people.
Then. You know, when it's over, then it's over.
Right. That's not how you look at a business if
the
you're in business.
Folks will
you don't
still
say,
go
hey, when this thing's over, it's over.
Then
how do we keep
then
it
Then they revote
relevant.
For the best of.
Right. Okay, so let's get beyond the argument, you know,
okay.
they're not rock.
Get past it.
Okay, because
okay, right.
They've already decided it's not about rock
Right,
anymore.
They're a bunch of losers and they're a bunch of sellouts. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should Whitney Houston be in, yes or no?
No.
Ashley.
Absolutely yes.
Phil.
100%.
All right. 100%
what? Yes or no?
Phil
yes.
made a good argument during the break, and that is if Madonna's in and Janis Jackson's in, then Whitney Houston should absolutely be
I mean,
in.
Madonna's great, but she wasn't the vocalist that Whitney Houston was, you know?
But you're not basing it just on vocals.
No,
it's influence, right?
I feel like you can't talk about music from that era without at least bringing her name up, and when you start talking about talent, she's above almost every single person that you could possibly mention.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of talent that she had, and if that's what we're talking about, that belongs in any Hall of Fame.
And I'm telling you, if you're a Whitney Houston fan, which I am, and Jennifer and I, when we first started dating, I'd be playing my iPhone, and Whitney Houston would come up, and I'd start bopping around. She's like, what? I'm like, Whitney Houston's awesome. We would have these arguments screaming at each other
wow.
about Whitney Houston.
Right.
Now she acts like, oh, Whitney is. I'm like, remember we used to argue about this and you didn't like. She's like, oh, I always liked Whitney Houston. It's like, no, you didn't.
I felt that over here.
No, you didn't.
My whole coffee just shook when you did
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
very passionate. Yes.
I could do that now. If she was standing here, I would be quiet about this.
Even, yes, dear.
Yes, dear. It's your cable beam.
Yes, dear. Yes. You've always liked Whitney Houston, yes. and you never argued with me about Whitney Houston.
Yes, boobums.
Judas Priest.
Yes. 100% yes. 1,000,000% yes. They are rock.
AJ, what do you think?
I say yes. I say yay.
Okay. Do we have some Judas Priest to put up?
I think we might
something,
have
something.
We can't
on,
play
right?
Whitney Houston.
Something different.
AJ likes this one on, too. This is the one he likes.
It's your vengeance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just totally belong. This is rock.
Yeah. It has everything AJ wants. Screaming guitars,
yep. motorcycles,
men with hairspray, leather, shirtless men,
hard driving rock,
yeah,
tattoos,
leather pants,
hat tattoos, just rock,
yeah,
yes. And plus, one of the best voices in rock ever,
yeah, like his high notes can break glass,
exactly.
Like, hey, It's a lot of glasses over there.
Yeah.
Rob, can you break those? Right. You should be a superhero.
He should be.
Or villain.
I'm Voiceman.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, I'm Halford.
Just breaks glass.
Exactly. On his motorcycle riding around and cape.
This is badass.
K.K. Downing, Glenn Tipton. I mean, come on.
Yeah. You think you private lies, think nothing
of the kind. There is no true escape. There's a great high note in this song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but this is just such biker friggin' awesome music. This is in your car, 50 miles past speed limit by this point.
But it's intelligent. I mean, you know, not...
This is in the Challenger, windows down,
rock.
Sixth gear, and I'm doing 150.
This song about satellites.
Yeah. This is about smoking the tires with a red light and just going.
No, this song's about a satellite.
It is to me. You have your own interpretation, I have mine.
Everything's about smoking tires.
Exactly. Bikes, cars, rocks.
But.
We now know the threshold. If AJ can't drive his car to the song or the music,
yes.
Not
right.
The
no one cruises fast. I will always love you.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews, Depeche Mode, The Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Judas Priest, Kraftwerk, MC5. That's right. Where we left off. So
exactly.
We went through all of those.
Yes.
That'll be up on WPLR.com later as audio on demand.
Yes.
Next, Motorhead.
Definitely. Motorhead, definitely. Love to hear some right now.
Ace of Spades. Wasn't even asked.
Yeah,
like, definitely.
Ace of Spades. Yes, thank you. Or Born to Raise Hell's another great song.
This was instantly a thing when these guys came out.
Yep. If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, and do the same to me.
How do you sing like that all night?
Oh, listen to his voice.
Yeah.
Now that he's singing.
Right, that's true. I'm a shade green. The only gun I need is
the Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades. Just hard driving rock and roll. Playing for
the high road. Dancing with the devil. All right, so yes.
Absolutely yes.
Ashley?
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Not enthusiastic?
No, but I'll say yes.
Vote yes, but not an enthusiastic yes.
Yeah, all their songs kind of sound the same to me.
Now they change melody.
Damn it. You know how we should have played this game?
What's that?
You only get 5 yeses.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Right. Like they flip away the vote.
Choose your yes wisely.
Gotcha, yeah. Gambling's for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live. I came home one day when I used to live with my parents, and my dad was actually rocking out to the song. It was being used for a soundtrack for some movie.
Really?
My dad's sitting on a piano bench, banging his head. My dad was like, early 70s at the time. Like, nah, 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 nah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You still lived home then?
No, wait, no. At the time, he was like in his 50s. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. But still.
Yeah. Phil?
I say absolutely yes. Absolutely. I don't know if there's a better personification of rock and roll than Lemmy.
Yes.
Mm. Like, maybe Ozzy Osbourne, but, like, this guy's in the discussion. He's on the very short list of, like, when you just think of what the rock and roll lifestyle is.
Yes.
It's just Lemmy's life.
If there was a Mount Rushmore, Lemmy would be on it.
And there's no...
I disagree with that.
Of hard rock and metal?
There was no prototype of, like, what the rock and roll lifestyle was when he started. Like, he just that's just how he lived his everyday life.
Yep.
I drink an entire bottle of Jack Daniels a day. I take pills every day.
He went down really quick. Like, he got, like cancer, and he was, like, gone in, like, 2 weeks.
Wow.
He would go to the doctor, though, and they'd be like, you do this every single day? He's like, yeah.
Yep.
Smoke cigarettes. Like, he breathed by inhaling cigarettes.
Right.
That's how he got his oxygen.
And he
had to come
the,
with the smoke into his lungs.
And he invented the whole, like, having the microphone, like, facing way up, so you sing it upwards into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say absolutely yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's also got one of my favorite song titles of all time, which is Killed by Death.
and an epic facial mole. Sometimes it's saying backup.
Okay. So Motorhead, I'll vote yes on that.
Absolutely.
Nine Inch Nails. I'm a no on this.
Nah. Yeah. Like, the guy's name is Trent, okay?
I'm just going to say no because,
I mean,
who cares?
Eventually, yes, but not right now.
I know the fans of Nine Inch Nails.
Not right now.
When?
Eventually,
when
yes.
Does it make sense?
Eventually, not right now. Right now, you got too many bands that deserve to be in there before him. I agree. This is like cutting
edge
music.
I'm sure a fan can make a great case.
It was a new thing.
I don't care.
But yeah.
I am a huge fan. I love Nine Inch Nails. This is one of the bands that got me into rock when I was young. I think he's brilliant. The problem is, if you're going to say Nine Inch Nails, the band always changed around Trent Reznor. If you just said Trent Reznor, it's a much easier case. Just be like, yes, that guy's a genius.
Okay, I can see that,
musically, he's a genius.
Yeah.
And I think he deserves to be in. The band Nine Inch Nails is a bit more complicated because he's such a genius. Like, people, when they couldn't understand what he was doing, he would just replace them.
Yes.
So the band doesn't have, like, a definitive look because it's just Trent Reznor and the dudes he put around him.
Yeah. Yeah, the fill-ins.
I am never in a mood where I say, how about some Nine Inch Nails?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good.
I mean, Animal's a good song.
Never did anything for me.
Yeah.
I mean,
who was the other guy who's the disciple of his?
Marilyn Manson?
Yes. Like, Marilyn Manson, I'm out.
Oh, Beautiful People's a great song.
Not interested. Zero. Too many other songs I want to hear. They have no space on the shelf of my music life. Yeah. Like, if you have a bookcase, you can only fit so many books, these guys don't make it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a no.
I got you.
AJ, you're a yes?
I'm a no. Not right now.
Ashley?
No, I don't think so.
Not right now.
Phil?
For Nine Inch Nails?
Yes.
Again, it's I say yes to Trent Reznor. I think he is Nine Inch Nails. I'll say yes. I'll make it a yes.
All right, next. Notorious B.I.G.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Great artist, but not rock. Sorry, nope. Mm. If there was a Music Hall of Fame,
I'll be
definitely.
Surprised if we have any.
No, we didn't. I thought there might be one in there just
for
S's and G's.
Get my mind.
You're not even going to finish the line?
I could. It was the wrong song. Wrong person. It was a 99 problems, but something was like, he did that one, right? More Money, More Problems.
Those are two different songs.
Yeah, you're singing two different songs. You're 99 Problems is Jay-Z.
Weird remix.
More Money, More Problems is Puff Daddy.
Okay, thank you. So obviously, no.
Big Notorious B.I.G. did appear in that song.
Right. He appeared in a lot of things. Like a backdrop.
What is the story with this thing?
Are you sure you... Is that a... Feed my daughter.
And all the niggas in the street. Dude. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, he can't even say that word, right?
Nobody
so
can.
So he can say the word, but we can't play the song with the word. He just said the N-word, but he said the whole word.
Yeah, the whole word.
So I just hit the dump button.
Sorry. Yeah. It said official music video. I thought they would pull that out.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
No, but...
You need clean version.
And I don't want to find out right now.
Yeah.
But if, let's say, another radio station that plays him played that song... They don't have to take that word out, right? And I'm not making an argument here. I'm just curious.
I think most folks play the clean version.
I really don't know the answer. That's a good question. Like, does it differ?
Oh. Where's Mayor Bouton? Is he walking in right now?
Right, yeah. Getting into a cheeseburger right now.
What's his... Anybody know his story?
I just know I think he used to sell drugs at one time.
Yeah, but was he a disciple of one of the other rappers?
I couldn't tell
you. Is he East Coast or West?
He's East Coast. I know him in Puff
He's
Daddy.
He's what?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so was he one of the guys that Puff Daddy signed and made big?
I think it was the other way around. I think he was discovered. Puff Daddy was discovered by the Notorious B.I.G.
Seriously?
I think so.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. I know that
there was a time when he was just a rapper.
Clive Davis signed Puff Daddy and supported his record label, and Puff Daddy found a lot of these artists.
Like Puff Pastry.
But that's not even his name anymore. Like, who can keep up?
Well, it's Sean Combs,
it's
Sean
P. Puffy.
P. Diddy. Combs. Diddy. I think he's just Diddy.
Damn, it's just PP. Yep. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the
ZF3. I got the chronic by the tree. And this chronic guy was he shot and killed?
Yes. Yeah.
This was allegedly a retaliation for the murder of Tupac Shakur. So this is the whole East Coast versus West Coast rap thing.
Yeah.
Tupac was murdered first. Notorious B.I.G. goes out and never comes back. He gets shot in his car.
And why would they kill Tupac? What was... I mean, you're really passionate about your music.
Seriously.
Killing other...
Yeah. I mean,
that's one way to put it.
Yeah. Right.
His lyrics were very inflammatory, especially about the East Coast. So he would specifically...
So you're dissing people,
he would
put, get pissed off.
Yes. He would put in his music videos people who looked like the Notorious B.I.G. and then make fun of them saying, like, I had sex with your wife. And, like, he would put those lyrics out there and they would become hit songs. So people were mad about his fame, saying that the only reason you're famous is because you just have to tear down people who are better than you. And then it turned into this whole thing about who's better.
But, of course, they were saying it differently. So that was the message, but they're using different words.
I'm trying really hard to word this in a way that's both correct and accurate, but also radio friendly.
Radio friendly.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's check in with the tribe here. Chaz and AJ.
First, I got to say thank you for playing everything
again.
That's in my CD rotation.
All right.
Let's thank you, Derek.
Thank you, Derek. Chaz and AJ.
Yo, you guys sound so wrong and so white right now. It is ridiculous.
All right. Correct us then.
Yeah, please.
Well, I mean, Tupac and them got that thing going on. They was feuding, and then they talked about banging each other's wives. But as far as...
having intimate relations with each other's wives.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. We're going to clean up some of the language.
All right. I think it was just kind of funny because you guys have no clue when you run a radio station.
Then tell
us.
Don't
play this music, guy.
Hey, listen, buddy. All right. It's like walking into an Italian restaurant saying, you know nothing about Chinese food. I know. It's not embarrassing to me to not know the inner workings of the rap music.
Yes.
Well,
you know, it would be embarrassing to not want to know.
Well,
okay?
I'm pretty sure that they do block the N-word on the other channel, just so you're
okay,
wondering.
That's that was one of my questions.
That was helpful. Thank you.
Can you answer the question, did Puff Daddy discover...
Puff Daddy, yeah, he signed Biggie.
Okay, so Puff signed Biggie.
I knew that then.
Yeah.
So that's something I knew.
Look at that, Jess. You're a rap master.
No, I'm not. But he said that you guys sound so stupid.
Right.
Well, I knew that.
Yeah, that's my regular
We're trying to learn.
That's when I wake up, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just funny. I just pictured, like, four old people sitting at a table. Like,
you sound old.
I'm 30.
I am old enough.
Yeah, old enough.
Mm.
And but by the way, there's nothing wrong with being old.
No.
And I don't know anything about rap music, okay?
I prefer to be seasoned.
All right. I know very little about it.
Yeah.
It's about as much as I know about Chinese food.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it.
And I could give a rat's ass about the music, to be honest with you.
I don't know. I think if you're going to call somebody out on something, you need to know more than I do about it.
I'm hard rock, heavy metal, and proud of it, man.
It sounds like a t-shirt.
Yep.
You need a t-shirt.
I do need one.
All right, so the next one. I didn't think we'd get into a screaming match about Notorious B.I.G. But,
see? That's what happens. It was a rap battle, damn it.
But I was right.
You were right.
Based on his information.
His assessment, yes.
He doesn't sound like he's right.
No. Or comatose.
Right. Okay, Notorious B.I.G. Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Again, good artist, great artist, but
amazing
not,
voice.
But not rock.
Right.
I mean,
pulling up a song right now?
I'm looking.
It's only like the one, like, you see there, you know, I Feel For You or Tell Me Something Good. That was her first hit.
Well, Tell Me Something Good is a good song, but, like, I don't know about Hall of Fame worthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, she's been around for a lot of years. She still performs to this day, she's not rock. I think the Rock Hall of Fame should be rock, period.
Yeah, I know. You've said this probably a
it's
thousand
your argument
times
for everything.
Over the last 2 years. No, we got that. There's nothing new there.
Right.
Right?
That's just how I feel.
Right. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Sorry, I got to sit through this stupid ad.
Hold on. This song is very sexy.
Isn't this
I don't care if you don't like this type of music. This is Chaka Khan. Yeah. This is late night.
Is Michael McDonald in?
Dim the lights. No. Now, does this get her into the Hall of Fame? No.
No.
Right. No.
And then I Feel For You.
I Feel For You, yes.
I was a disc jockey in bars when that came out.
Right.
There was no scenario where you could play that song and not fill the dance floor.
Gotcha.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
This is one of those songs. You would just put this on. Okay, I'm guaranteed a full dance floor. Now what's next?
Yeah. I had a sit in the blow some lines.
And then Stevie Wonder's playing harmonica.
Yes. He didn't know that.
Here's hands in the air. We're gonna...
Okay.
Stevie, play harmonica.
There he goes.
Yeah. It's echoing because he's out in the hall. It's like, Stevie, come in the studio.
Stevie,
over here.
It's gonna rain, Stevie. Get it out.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.